Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us on another great episode for Hannah's Cuisines. Today we're gonna be making banana fritters. How many times do we have bananas that are getting brown like this? And you know, if you don't want to do a milkshake or if you don't want to do a banana bread, then this is the recipe that I made for my son. My son absolutely loves the banana fritters. They're very simple to make. They're fried, so it's a dessert item. Very few ingredients. We're gonna start off with some water, not hot water. It can be warm, but it's just water, enough water to bind. We're gonna bind dough here. I've got 1 cup, 1 1/2 cup of white flour, 1/2 cup of rice flour, and these are what does cardamom looks like. This is the whole cardamom. What I do is I use my coffee grinder, which is right here, and I usually grind my cardamom in here. You know, I just press it, and it's gonna grind it, and this is what it's gonna look like. So friends, you do not want to use this. I just showed this to you that this is how it comes. You wanna use this. This is the powder that once you grind it, that's what it's gonna look like. I have some fresh mint for garnishing. We're gonna use our banana, we're gonna slice them up. And last but not least, we're gonna have some powdered sugar for garnish. So let's start, and then we're gonna have, I have about 2 1/2 cups of canola oil here, which is hot and ready to go for us to start frying. And so just put that on the stove, let it get hot, and then we're gonna start off with adding our white flour, our rice flour, and our cardamom. And the smell of the cardamom is just so, so good. And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna just stir this. So, and I don't add any sugar in there because once the bananas are ripe, you really don't need the extra sugar in there. The bananas are gonna sweeten it. So what we're gonna do is we're just gonna add little at a time. You don't wanna add too much because then you have to add white flour and basically start all over again. So we're just gonna add enough where it almost looks like Elmer's glue. So let's mix that really well. And I think we have just about enough water in here. And let's just mix this really, really well until we mush up all those. There's no lumps in there. I'm just going to take my spatula here and just do it in a sweeping motion here so I'm sure that no lumps have remained in there. So basically, it kind of looks like pancake batter. I'm just going to make sure that I really have no lumps in there. And the reason I put the rice flour in there is because you don't have to. If you don't know, if you can't get a hold of it, omit it. The only reason I put it just helps with the crispiness. It'll give it a really nice crunch to the fritters. But I usually get my rice flour from Asian stores, or you could find it in your grocery aisle where they have the Asian stuff. So I think we have a really nice paste that it's gonna coat and it's not gonna run. So let's start with our bananas here, and I'm gonna show you a trick and how to, because we owned a Dairy Queen at one point in my life. So this is how they taught us, because we used to make banana splits this way. But this is how you wanna slice it. So you're really not touching the banana, but you're just kinda slicing it. There we go. And I keep on using the bananas as much as I think that I need until my mix gets all done. So you could end up using 3. If you only have 3, that's fine. But we're gonna do one more and then we're gonna start frying. So I ended up using all of my 5 bananas, so I just had that much, and
I think this is just enough batter for 5 bananas. All right, so we incorporate. Now, you don't want to really mush this. You don't want them mushed. You still want, you know, the slices to show. So I'm just kind of folding it and just making sure that it's all incorporated. All right, next step. What I'm going to do is just take a regular spoon, and I am going to spoon our banana fritters in there. I'm going to increase the heat just a bit more. And we're just going to wait until we see some bubbles forming, which I see it right there. So I'm ready to put more of my bananas in there. I don't know if you can hear that, but that's exactly where you want your oil temperature to be at. So we're going to go ahead and place all these in here. Not all of them, but just as much as we can get in there. Oh, I had 2 in there. And no, they're not going to stick together if we're going to be putting them in one fritter at a time. If we put a whole bunch in together, yes, they'll stick together. But I want individual fritters, so I am going to be placing them one at a time. And my oil is just at the perfect temperature. There's bubbles. If you can hear that noise of frying, perfect. This is a very easy and fast dessert, something different. We usually make this all the time in the month of Ramadan when we're fasting. And the fresh scent of the cardamom in there just makes you want to dive in there and just not wait for it to finish frying. All right, so we're going to let it brown just a little bit, and then we're going to turn it over. So you don't want to be putting this in there and playing around with it. Let it settle in, let it start frying, and the dough will stick to the bananas and it'll kind of become a little hard. So then when you do put, you know, your utensil in there, you're not going to be mushing it up. So now you see here, we've had this frying for about a minute, still pretty soft, so you kind of want to be a little gentle and just go ahead and turn them over once, and then we're gonna leave them again until they become crispy. And I, by feeling it, I can already tell that it's getting there, it's getting crispy. And if they're kind of together like this, they're, see how they're stuck together? But I am gonna wait. I'm not gonna do anything right now because I don't want it to break on me. So I'm just gonna turn it, leave it. Once the shell is hard enough, then I can always separate it. Okay, see how we've got these really golden brown? And we can handle it much better because they are nice and crispy, and we're going to take them out of the oil. I'm going to shut off my heat there. And you just kind of want to make sure that you kind of get most of the oil out, and then we're also going to be putting it on a paper towel here, and that's going to soak up more of the oil. And so once I get this out here, I'm going to show you how it looks and how we can garnish it. All right, so this is basically the ones that are stuck together too hot right now, and then once they cool down, I'll just separate them. But this is basically what our done product is going to look like. And we're going to take some powdered sugar and just go like this. All right. And I've got some Cool Whip here. My son loves it with the Cool Whip. You could, you know, try it and see how you guys like it. But I can't wait to dig into this. So I'm going to grab
a piece, and I don't know if you can hear, but that's how crispy it is. Really crispy. I'm gonna, ooh! And you can see the ooey gooey bananas in there, which is perfect because the outside is really crispy and the inside has got, And we're gonna get some or a lot of Cool Whip on there. You know what? Try it. Make it for your families. Leave me some comments. Let me know how they turned out. Because once I turn the video off, I am going to devour this. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisine. Hope you can join me here in the next episode with another great recipe. See you then.